Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for what he has been doing in our lives. We glorify the Lord for his majesty, his power. He is an awesome God. Father, we thank you for all that you have done. Father, we appreciate you for what you will do. Thank you for the manifestation of your power. Thank you for the extension of your grace upon us. Thank you for your mercy. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this high voltage prayer program. Today is the 25th day of the month of June, year 2022. And I want to believe God that this day, God is going to visit you. God is going to move in your life. God is going to enlarge your coast. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, heaven spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Every principality attached to your journey in life shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. That's what the Bible said in Psalm 56, verse 9. So I pray right now that every stubborn enemy pursuing your destiny shall collapse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The hand raised against you shall wither in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the power of the Holy Ghost to enter into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic handwriting over your destiny shall be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every ordinance of darkness in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, blotting out the handwriting and of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, naming it to Christ. I pray that every ordinance that is contrary to your destiny, every evil law in your father's house, in your mother's house, working against you, shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree now that the hand of the Lord shall move your destiny forward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That's what the Bible said in Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Therefore, every harassment of the power of darkness shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, the root of failure in your life shall be destroyed. The root of limitation shall scatter. The root of stagnancy shall be destroyed. That root of poverty shall be destroyed. The root of infirmity shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, oh, and cast into fire. The Bible says, every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast to fire. Therefore, every investment of darkness in your life is hereby destroyed. Every evil tree planted into your life shall be uprooted, 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 shall be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, the work of darkness in your life shall be destroyed. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifesting, that he may destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b, I command, every work of darkness in your life shall be destroyed, shall be destroyed, shall be destroyed, shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, do you know that the Almighty God has planned and designed that your freedom will be now. I speak to you now. Anything in your life that is as a result of the work of darkness, that thing shall get out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Magagra pragolagos kadaraba. The Bible says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. That is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Listen to me right now. Every evil work in your life shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Every power of darkness harassing you day and night, it shall be buried today in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless his holy name. Glorify him. Exalt his name. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In the highest, amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Oh, he can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Oh, he can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. I love the man, oh, of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sin and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. Thank you, Father. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. These are destiny changing prayers. You pray them with power. Say, every rod of the wicked rising up against my family, be rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. Every rod of the wicked rising up against my family, be rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. Every rod of the wicked rising up against my family, be rendered impotent in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, territorial witchcraft oppressing me in the night, ah, in the name of Jesus. Territorial witchcraft oppressing me in the night, ah, in the name of Jesus. Territorial witchcraft oppressing me in the night, ah, in the name of Jesus. Territorial witchcraft oppressing me in the night, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I release myself from any inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any inherited bondage in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundation of failure in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Foundation of failure in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Foundation of failure in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Foundation of failure in my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any problem in my life program into my life from the womb, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem in my life program into my life from the womb, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem in my life program into my life from the womb, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem in my life program into my life from the womb, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, move my destiny forward in Jesus' name we pray. Say, you foundational plantation troubling my life, you evil foundational plantation troubling my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. You evil foundational plantation troubling my life, come out by fire. Come out by fire in the name of Jesus. You evil foundational plantation troubling my life, come out by fire. Come out by fire in the name of Jesus. You evil foundational plantation troubling my life, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. You evil foundational plantation troubling my life, come out now in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Pray this prayer with anger. Say, evil domination, evil control over my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Evil domination, evil control over my life, Yeah, in the name of Jesus, evil domination, evil control over my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, evil domination, evil control over my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, evil domination, evil control over my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, evil domination, evil control over my life. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. You might need to spend about 5 minutes on that prayer. Very important. Bring out a bottle of water if you have, a bottle of oil, anyone you have there. Lord, we thank you for all these faith materials. We decree the power of Holy Ghost shall enter into them. Purging fire of the blood of Jesus shall flow into them. Cleansing power, healing power, deliverance power, restoration power shall enter into this oil and water in the name of Jesus. The water shall become water of fire. The blood of Jesus shall flow into them. The healing power shall enter into the oil and water. In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil and drink a little. As we go into our healing section now, take a little, drink it. You will now say, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual contamination in my life, receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil or the water, rub it on your chest. As you are rubbing it, you begin to say, I rub off every evil deposit in my body. In the name of Jesus, I rub off every evil deposit in my body. In the name of Jesus, I rub off every evil deposit in my body. In the name of Jesus, I rub off every evil deposit in Jesus. Say, I rub off every consequence of evil arrow in the name of Jesus. I rub off every consequence of evil arrow in the name of Jesus. I rub off every consequence of evil arrow in the name of Jesus. I rub off every consequence of evil arrow in the name of Jesus. I rub off every consequence of evil arrow in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and drop it on your head. While you shout this prayer aggressively, you will say loud and clear, say, Holy Ghost, break every yoke of backwardness in my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, you may place your hand on your head now. Break every yoke of backwardness in my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, break every yoke of backwardness in my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, break every yoke of backwardness in my life in Jesus' name. Now rub it on your stomach. Say, healing power of God, enter into my life in the name of Jesus. Healing power of God, enter into my life in the name of Jesus. Healing power of God, enter into my life in the name of Jesus. Healing power of God, enter into my life in Jesus. Do you pray? You might need to pray that prayer for 5 minutes. If you have any ailment, either in your leg, in your hand, rub it there now, and you are going to pray the same prayer. Whether you have any ailment, you have any disease or any sickness, anywhere, just go straight to that place now with the oil, rubbing it there and say, healing power of the Lord, healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my legs in the name of Jesus. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my legs in the name of Jesus. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my waist, enter into my hand. You need to mention that particular place. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my head, enter into my head. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my eyes, enter into my eyes. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my chest, enter into my chest. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body, enter into my body. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body, enter into my body. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body, enter into my body. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Mamoka pota lengrobo la galaba rabuga sata. Yes, I command every sickness in your body to leave and never return in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness and disease in your body, leave, 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 and never return in the name of Jesus. As soon as they hear of me, the Bible says they shall obey me. I command every sickness, every stranger hiding your body, hiding your blood, hiding your vein, hiding your tendon, hiding your leg, hiding your leg, in your tendon, in your ligament, I command them now. Every sickness, every disease in your bone, in your joint, in your blood, in your sinew, in your muscle, in your tendon, in your ligaments, I command them. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Leave, 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 leave that leg, leave that hand, and go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Oh, what a wonderful miracle going on there. I can see somebody now receiving strength. Your leg is receiving strength. Your hand is receiving strength. Somebody has a partial stroke. And as I'm praying right now, the stroke, the arrow of that stroke is going back to the sender. Rub the oil there very well and say, Holy Ghost fire, penetrate into my hand, penetrate into my legs. Holy Ghost fire, penetrate into my hand, penetrate to my legs. Pray for about 5 to 10 minutes. The stroke will never be there again. Makumbra kalabaraba. Thank you, Father. Beloved, just a few days ago, I was talking about prayer to move your destiny forward. And I said, this kind of prayer, they are prayer to dismantle evil legal ground. These are prayer to dismantle the evil inheritance. Prayers to move your destiny forward, they are prayer to bind your personal strong man. Bind your personal strong man. A strong man is a power delegated by the devil to be in charge of a particular thing in the life of somebody. And a strong man can be very terrible if he's in charge of somebody's marriage, in charge of somebody's health, in charge of somebody's progress, in charge of somebody's business, in charge of somebody's ministry. It will make that place very, very difficult to receive freedom. A strong man, when he's holding a particular place in the life of someone, it makes sure that he guides that place jealously. No wonder the Bible says, can anybody go into the house of the strong man without first of all binding the strong man? You must bind a strong man. And after you have bind a strong man, you can now collect what belongs to you. If you don't bind a strong man, you may not be able to collect what belongs to you. A strong man is a principality in charge of a particular area of our lives. That is why when a strong man is in charge of somebody's marriage, you will see that he will find it difficult to get married. When a strong man is in charge of somebody's health, it will find out that his health will be suffering. So when a strong man is in your life and the enemy has programmed a personal strong man, you have to dislodge and bind that strong man before your destiny can move forward. And that is why I want you to pray this prayer aggressively now. You have to pray very, very well. I will speak more on that strong man tomorrow. I want you to pray very, very well. You open your mouth and shout with aggression. Say, strong man of financial destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Strong man of financial destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Strong man of financial destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in Jesus' name. Pray. When the strong man is attached to somebody's building, that place will just be suffering. That building will not see anybody to purchase or to buy. That building will just be there rotting away until you bind the strong man and cast the strong man away. You say now, every strong man of marriage destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every strong man of marriage destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every strong man of marriage destruction, I bind you. Get out of my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every strong man of witchcraft activity in my life, I bind you. Get out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man of witchcraft activity around my life, I bind you. Get out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man of witchcraft activity around my life, I bind you. Get out of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one very, very well. Say, you strong man occupying my territory. There, in the name of Jesus, you strong man occupying my territory. There, in the name of Jesus Christ, you strong man occupying my territory. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, you strong man attached to the journey of my life. There, in the name of Jesus, you strong man attached to the journey of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. That prayer is, you strong man attached to the journey of my life, die. When you say die, you say you must be paralyzed. When you say die, you say it must be incapacitated. When you say die, it means that it must be caged. It must remain useless. You strong man attached to the journey of my life. In the name of Jesus, you strong man attached to the journey of my life. In the name of Jesus, you strong man attached to the journey of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. That is what we call high voltage prayer. High voltage prayer, they are violent prayer. High voltage prayer, they are spiritual mad prayer. High voltage prayer, gorilla type of prayer. High voltage prayer, they are bombarding prayer. High voltage prayer, they are military form of prayers. High voltage prayer, they are not gentle prayers. You want to destroy the strong man, you must be violent. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, Matthew 11 verse 12, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. Say, every power opposing my progress in life, in the name of Jesus, every power opposing my progress in life, in the name of Jesus, every power opposing my progress in life, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I can see a lot of things happening there. I see somebody that has been tied down in the village. The hand of the Lord has cut you off. I see somebody who has been having a dream, seeing himself in primary school. The arrow fired to your life while you are in primary school that is assigned to bring you back to school and has get out of your body. I can see somebody now, the enemy has converted you to a black goat. But now, the fire of God has set the goat ablaze, and now you'll be able to move forward. I can see somebody again. Your hand has been covered with soldier hand. But as we are praying now, fire fell upon your hand, and your hand now has been cleansed. You'll be able to do good things with your hand. God bless you so much. It's a wonderful miracle. God has done mighty, mighty things. I can see a lot of things. I can't mention all here, but I can see somebody now being delivered from a strange woman. God is working wonder. A spell was cast against somebody's first son, but now that spell has been broken. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. These are wonderful, wonderful miracles that have happened tonight. That's this morning. And that's why I told you, if you raise prayer up in high voltage level, you'll get high voltage testimony. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you have testimony you want to share with us, send it across our WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. Hi Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextack Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextack Town. And our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasinbo Street, Unike, Sabuyaba. Just behind the second gate of Unilag and 10 minutes drive from Queens College. God bless you so much. As you pay us a visit, you need prayers, you need deliverance, you need counseling, just look for your time and come around. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. You can even also private chat us using the same WhatsApp number, and definitely we'll give you a time for prayers and a time for counseling. Thank you so much, and the Lord will continue to uphold you in Jesus' name. Don't forget what we have been saying often and often here, that if anybody probably called you or mentioned our name or mentioned somebody and they said, I'm sending to you one code that you have to get this code number, fix yourself in this code number, he's telling you there's a program that the program is require any code, we don't say all those ones. They are not from us. The highest thing we can do is for us to send you, you will see us send you our WhatsApp number for you to probably send your prayer request and testimony there, or we'll probably send you if there's a program we want to do, and we don't send code. We send you the AMP bill. You see the AMP bill, you see the details there right from the AMP bill, and you are through with that one. We don't send you code. We don't send you login to one code. One code is there for something. They are just satanic strategies deployed by evil people to strangulate the account and finances of people. So be careful. Be careful, be careful. Please don't dance into that tone and don't ever go into that. They are not from us, they are scammers, and I don't think they are children of God. And a child of God must not do that. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Please send this voice audio to your friend who you know that needs a lot of prayers, and the Lord will minister to them. It is well with you. God bless you.